The Mountain in My Shoe, written by Louise Beach and read by Colleen Prendergast, Ross Tomlinson, and Andrew Wincott.
It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you out. It's the pebble in your shoe. Muhammad Ali. Chapter 1. The Book. 10th of December, 2001. This book is a gift. That's what it is. A gift because it will one day be your memory. It will soon contain your history, your pictures, your life, you. Isn't it a lovely color? Softest yellow. Neutral, some might say. But I like to think of it as the color of hope. And I'm hopeful. Gosh, I am. I hope this book is short, because that's the best kind. But now, where to begin?
Chapter 2. Bernadette. The book is missing. A black gap parts the row of paperbacks, like a breath between thoughts. Bernadette puts two fingers in the space, just to make sure. Only emptiness. No book, and no understanding how it can have vanished when it was there the last time she looked. The book is a secret. Long ago, Bernadette realised that the only way to keep it that way was to put it on a bookshelf. Just as a child tries to blend in with the crowd to escape a school bully, a book spine with no distinct marks will disappear when placed with more colourful ones. So Bernadette knows absolutely that she put the book in its spot between Jane Eyre and Wuthering Heights 3 days ago, as she has done for the last 5 years. She peers into the black space and whispers, "Not there," as though the words will make it reappear. She was waiting by the window when she realised she'd forgotten to pack it, when it occurred to her that the first thing she should have remembered was the last. Bernadette viewed the community of moisture-loving ferns and mosses in the garden below, as she does most nights, and the evergreen leaves had whispered, "The book, the book." At the front of the garden, the trees appeared to protect the house from the world, or do they protect the world from the house? Bernadette is never sure. She often thinks how sad it is that they must die to become the paperbacks she prefers over electronic reading, and vows then to change her reading habits, but she never does. She waits in the window every night for her husband, Richard, to return from work. He always arrives at 6. He is never late or early. She never needs to reheat his meal or change the time she prepares it. She never has to cover cooling vegetables with an upturned plate or call and ask where he is. Where on earth is the book? The thought pulls Bernadette back into the moment. Books don't get up and jump off shelves. They don't go into the sunset seeking adventure with a holdall and passport. It has to be somewhere. It has to be. If she doesn't find it, she can't leave. Push away the anxiety and think calm solutions. This is what Bernadette's mum always says. Maybe she left it somewhere else. Perhaps the panic of preparing to pack for the first time in 10 years had her putting things in the wrong place. A toothbrush in the fridge, milk in the fireplace, her book in the laundry bin. So just to make sure she hasn't misplaced it, Bernadette decides to explore the flat. She starts at the main door. The room closest to it has a fireplace dominating the right wall, and this is where she and Richard sleep side by side, him facing the door, her facing the wall his back becomes. Often the distant foghorn sounds on the River Humber, warning of danger in the night.